Hey, is this Joe?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, Pete. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for asking. Hump day. is this a good time to chat for you?
It's perfect.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, so, it looks like you went online. You're interested in some of our capital programs, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah. I just need to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business here, and then I'll answer any questions you have, point you in the right direction.
Got it.
All right. Is you guys still Amy Joy Donuts?
Yep.
And that's also your doing business as name as well?
Yes, the corporation is Share Joe Corporation, doing business as Amy Joy Donuts.
Ah, I got you. Share Joe.
C-H-E-R.
C-H-E-R. I got you.
Hyphen J-O.
I got you. Corp. And is that a S-Corp or a C-Corp?
No, it's been so long. I think it's a C-Corp.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you, thank you. And how long have you guys been in business for? Okay, so pretty long.
About 45 years, I'd say.
Cool, cool. And just a couple more. Are you still at 5211 Mayfield Road?
Yes, that's my main location. It's a couple retail locations. I rent at that location there, and I have a office that's off-site.
Perfect. And are you still the 100% owner?
Yes. Anybody?
Perfect, perfect. Okay, yeah, so tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do here, and I'll help you out, point you in the right direction.
Well, one, I'm interested in, I guess, anything that is available depending on the programs.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, you know, that's an ideal situation, and that can always work back from that.
Mm-hmm.
The ideal situation, I guess, if I remember reading the letter that I opened, you know, a $250,000 line or loan, let's say with a 30-year payoff, would be ideal.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go start there and then work backwards to see whatever we can do.
Of course, of course.
I'm looking to what ultimately, let's say, is the rotation of my accounts receivable, meaning when I get my wholesale money in, which I bill out on a monthly basis,
mm-hmm.
compared with the timing of payrolls, rents, and taxes, and then what I want to say is just incurred debt, credit cards, line of equity. The combo of the two, it's making it extremely tough.
It's a, you know, pretty much a cash flow issue is what I'm kind of getting at. Just
ultimately,
receivables coming in and, you know, your operational expenses are just kind of wearing on you. Well,
yeah, and it's so spread out. It's just becoming tough.
Yeah, yeah. How many locations do you have?
I have two locations, and then I deliver 7 days a week to wholesale accounts.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I saw you were in the airport. Is that one of your wholesale accounts, or how'd you get set up there?
Where's this at?
I think it was on your Facebook.
A while ago, there was a combination of a Ben and Jerry's ice cream and Amy Joy Donuts kiosk at the airport, and then they did some remodeling and brought in all contracted people types there.
I gotcha.
So at the moment, I'm presently not at Cleveland Hopkins Airport, but it was a place we used to deliver to, yes.
Yeah,
I deal with, you know, major food groups, Sodexo, ABI, Aramark, that run cafeterias. So our key banks.
Yeah, I think Sodexo did mine. Back in the day in high school. I'm originally from the East Coast, so. I think that name sounds familiar, actually, but.
Right, that's one of the. There's about four or five that are pretty big national, and they run school cafeterias, hospital cafeterias. Yes. I do some business with Grafton Prison, and that's a whole strange setup to have to deliver to them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because it's with some prison group, and the only way they can communicate is actually by mail.
By snail mail, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. So communication stuff.
That's pretty funny. You're not sending secret messages to the prison, aren't you?
Oh yeah, and then, I got, because if I actually make the delivery, the inspection of the vehicle and myself for donuts is pretty nice.
It's pretty standard, pretty thorough inspection.
Yes. So that's basically this business. It's been a family business. My parents started it. My mom passed away about 5 years ago, and my dad about a year ago, and now I've been running it since.
Nice. So that's how you kind of got involved, or you just grew up always kind of one foot in and out of the industry?
No, I actually had no feet in it.
Really?
I was raised, kids, you don't have this. Get your education. So I went to college, lived in California, and while I was out there, my parents asked if I wanted to move back, work in the business, and that's when I said yeah. So I've been doing it about 25, 26 years.
Okay. What time do you guys have to get up to start making the bagels and the donuts and all that?
It's a 24-hour day operation.
Oh, really?
I do not close.
That's probably going to be tough. How many people do you have working for you?
The total employee list is probably about 12 to 15, 15, 20, just depending on time of year. It's pretty cyclical. Slows down in the summer, picks up in the school years.
I gotcha. Yeah.
So we're hitting a slow time, right? I'm coming through a slow time.
Mm-hmm. And, do you have what's your typical return on investment, on your donuts? What are your margins like?
Oh, man.
I know, you can just give me a ballpark.
It's not as big as it used to be with the price of everything going up and the ability to raise your own prices on your product to try to match and keep up with it. Otherwise, you price yourself out of business.
Yeah, because you got Dunkin' Donuts probably giving you a lot of pressure. I know they're big on the East Coast.
Within the last 10 plus years, I've had two Dunkin' Donuts open up on each side of me, east and west, within a 3 mile radius.
Oh, I know. They're like a disease. Like back home,
yes.
I'm from New York, New Jersey area, and there'll be like four of them in one town, every corner,
yep.
Every 3 miles, every 2 miles.
Yep.
It's crazy. It's gas.
Yeah. And there's a Starbucks, behind one of my other locations. So it's.
Yeah, but they have crappy donuts.
Well, I also serve coffee, but people, let's say, go there, they go there for coffee. They'll sit in the drive-thru for almost 15 minutes.
Oh, no, yeah. Some people are, I almost wouldn't even call it loyalty. It's more like creatures of habit.
It's insane. So that, let's say, running this business, which I've signed a 20-year lease, I think, 5 years ago, which I plan on, being around that long. I also live in and raise three kids in the house that my parents built that I live in right now.
Oh, that's cool.
So, ultimately, I'm looking for, let's say, as I said, if possible, a large lump sum that I'm making payment to, where I can take down a bunch of these things that are going on now and handle just kind of paying towards that one sum for a long time, let's say, put my life into one, let's say, mortgage loan, let's say. Does that make sense?
It does. But our working capital programs, they're typically a lot shorter terms than anything like a mortgage. It's more around the 3-year range. which right. is a so as far as like the term length, it's going to be a lot shorter than a 30 year, but they are actually as well. They're based on sales. So what right. did you do in sales? What did you do in sales last year? Like just top line revenue.
About 350 maybe.
Perfect, and that's both locations. One location.
You know something? It was I would say both locations.
Both locations about 350.
But yeah, 350 to 4 plus. Because sometimes when I think of the sales, I don't take into account the wholesale. A lot of time, I just mm-hmm. think of the store's retail.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's about 10 grand a month in wholesale.
I gotcha. Have you looked anywhere else to, you know, get this financing? Have you gone to your bank at all, or?
Not yet. I'm talking to with everything coming into my name. I've been clearing up stuff with the bank, so we're in the process of actually with three different banks. I'm sitting down with U.S. Bank, PNC, and KeyBank. All three banks I have accounts with and have been doing business with for years. We're going to be sitting down to talk about some bank financing for the business. So I am in those stages, as well as I'm picking up my merchant service accounts and other payroll, etc.
Yeah, of course. But right now, we're just in the talking process. You haven't gotten any kind of offers or approvals from them yet. Okay, good. Nice. What's your credit look like? When's the last time you had it checked out?
My personal credit last, I want to say KeyBank did something back in January, and I think he said I was in the 750 range, maybe.
Oh, that's really good, man.
I think,
Well, it makes you feel any better. National average is about 650, 680.
Yeah, I honestly haven't paid much attention to that. For whatever reason, I just haven't had a need to really worry too much, except I remember KeyBank, we were starting to maybe discuss a refi on my house.
I gotcha.
And we went to the credit score of both mine and my wife. My wife was higher than me, and as I said, I think I was between 750 and 770, somewhere in there.
Hey, that's not easy to do. I mean, you definitely haven't screwed up anywhere too big along the way, because it's pretty easy to get your credit just all messed up, especially nowadays.
Kind of fucked up. Excuse my language.
Nah, go for it.
messed up, and we paid off two bank notes at a different bank, so this other bank I had the loans with, cut my car payments in half. Everything was good. They screwed up on setting up the payments of the loan, where it was automatic withdrawal out of my account.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, they did something wrong and didn't set up one of the loan payments.
So they were just taking it out and not giving you the money, or...
It was weird. They were taking out the payment for one vehicle, let's say, whose payment was double than the other one. So they were taking out the higher amount, putting it into an account at their bank in my name,
mm-hmm.
then making the payment out of that account on the other vehicle, which was a lesser payment.
Right.
So the higher payment vehicle never was being paid by them, but I saw the payment come out of my account every month.
Oh my God, I see what you're saying here. So it pretty much looked like you were getting your car financed, and then they were kind of paying back your other car with your own money.
It seemed like it, and to me, the smaller car payment was being pulled out with my, because it was through State Farm Bank, State Farm Insurance.
That's who screwed all this up.
I guess they have a bank, and my State Farm Insurance agent sold me on, hey, we also do car loans, blah, 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 boom. Okay, State Farm pays off the other bank for the cars. I get, you know, we set up these two loans for these two vehicles. And in my head, I remember saying I want the smaller vehicle at the beginning of the month with my large insurance payment, and the larger vehicle at the end of the month. And I remember always seeing that larger vehicle's payment at the end of the month get pulled. So I figured, oh, that smaller payment is must be lumped into that big one. And apparently the smaller one was never getting pulled on its own, but the larger payment that they were pulling, they were applying it to the smaller vehicle and never once made a payment on the larger vehicle. And so they blamed it on not knowing they did that. For some reason, they thought I wasn't making payments, and they repoed the car.
That's what I was going to say. Did you lose the car?
Well, I got it back because I had...
because it was a paperwork mess-up on their end.
Once we figured out that, that they were the ones who effed up, not me. Yeah. So I don't know if that ever showed up on my credit or not, let's say.
Yeah, but when is this? This was in between now and...
Yeah, it just happened... They came to repo the car at the beginning of July.
Wow. So, okay, so that's very...
So from February to June, let's say, they allegedly seem like I made no payments, let's say, on the vehicle. So I don't know if that would be on my credit report or not. I mean, I don't follow that. That's the only strange happening that has happened over the, since that key bank, let's say, and my credit being in the 750s, now that I think about it, that's the only strange happening.
Oh, I mean, you know, you'd still probably, even if, you know, that did knock your credit and ding it up a little bit, I mean, if you got a little bit of a buffer there with the 50, so you're still probably over the 700 range, which is, like I said, it's not that bad. It's like right above average nationally. You know, what are your plans for the rest of the year here? You know, what are your growth plans? Do you have any
growth plans?
Yeah, do you have anything in the pipeline, or you want to roll out a, you know, new location, new type of donut? You have anything like that coming up?
The only growth plans there are available, I feel, would be just picking up, which is always looking for and soliciting more wholesale. And targeted marketing to really localized people, the people that live within a certain radius of these stores, to get them in it. You know,
like,
I mean, who wouldn't want to open up another store if the location was proper and the rates of whether you're buying or leasing the property combination?
Would you expect diversify into anything else besides, you know, the breakfast, you know, donuts, bagels, coffee?
Well, of course. Right now, I'm a little limited at my main shop because, you know, maybe it's something I should look into about stopping. Because I went kosher, you know, about 5-6 years ago. So with that idea, I can't really sell, let's say, breakfast sandwiches with meat because I'm kosher dairy and the meat and dairy because I'm near a Jewish neighborhood.
Has that helped with the, you know, have you seen sort of a return on sales because you started the kosher, or has it mostly been hurting you? You know what I mean?
Honestly, I haven't had a chance to look into it.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm you know, New York, big breakfast sandwich guy, and, you know, that's I moved out to California, and that's been my main issue here. There are no good bagels. There are no good breakfast sandwiches.
Okay. We have decent bagels. We do have decent bagels, an actual New York style that I get in.
Oh, yeah, no, East Coast bagels, that's where it's at. I don't know what, I think it's something in the water out here with the alkaline. I've done a little bit of research because it's been a side project of mine.
Right on.
But what are you going to do here if, you know, you can't consolidate this loan? It's not anything that's going to, like, tear the business down, right? You're just, you got to keep... You'll figure it out, I'm sure. All right, Joe. Yeah, well, it sounds like we can definitely help you out here. Just I'll shoot you an email with a couple of docs I need. It's like a one-page application and tax return and some bank statements, and that's pretty much it. And you said you did merchant. You have a merchant take credit cards?
Yes.
I'm going to need some of those as well. Like, I think it's like 4 months of those. But we can actually get you some, you know, solid numbers, different options for you to choose from by, you know, probably this time tomorrow. It takes about 24 hours for underwriting.
Right on.
Right on. Well, where can I send that info out to? What email? Oh, actually, I have it on file already. Is it, just let me double check. The HIRAM498@gmail.com.
That's it.
Perfect, Joe. I'll send that out in about 2-3 minutes here with the short list of docs I need. And yeah, once you get those back to me, we'll have an answer in about an hour.
All right, perfect.
About 24 hours, I'm sorry.
That's all right. The toughest thing that it's probably going to be for me to get my hands on are the merchants. Well, no. Well, let's say the merchant service, when you say the credit card statement.
Yeah, I just need the...
From the actual account that money goes into?
No, more like the person, the company that processes them. I just need to know how, like, what the amount of tickets that you had per month, like, so let's say the month of May, how many transactions and the total amount. It's just because it's a, like I said, it's a revenue, like, sales-based
right.
loan. So I look at the bank statements and see how much credit card volume you're bringing in to, you know, assess.
Because the reason that I was mentioning this is my bank statement, let's say, for the business where the deposits go into, not a big deal. I just pulled it off the website, you know, the PDFs I can download.
Exactly.
No big deal. The merchant service, because it's a third-party unit, but the bank account that handles that is, so I have my regular business account, then I have, at the same bank, I have my credit card account that those deposits go into.
I see.
So the actual bank account that receives the daily deposits, so, you know, it shows that, you know, these deposits, you know, every day, every single day we do cutoffs from two stores, and that goes into the same account. So there is a record of everything going into that account, you know, daily. And then it also shows the fees that the third-party handler pulls out monthly.
Okay.
Now, is that paperwork good enough, or do I have to go to the third-party handler merchant service that's actually handling it to try to get those documents?
You have to go to the third party. It's honestly, if you give them a call, they should be able to send it to you pretty easily. It looks just like a bank statement, and it'll just tell
right.
you more of a breakdown.
Yeah, I get them hard copied in. That's the thing. The last few that I've been getting in, those have been put into the possession of the banks that are soliciting my merchant service. So I didn't have the hard copies, let's say.
I got you. Well, you know what? Just send me what you have, the both of the bank accounts, and try
right.
and get the merchant services provider to get you some statements.
Right.
You know, but I'm sure we can work with it. It's only going to help you out. You know what I mean? It's
right. Oh, yeah. I'm only bringing that up because that just might take me a little longer to get that data compared to the other ones. The other ones,
yeah, bank statements and the application, you know, you 15 minutes, not even.
Right.
All right, Joe. Yeah, like, no problem. Like I said, if you can get it to me, you know, today, that'd be great. But just give me what you got now, and we'll circle back later for the merchant provider statements.
Sounds good.
All right, nice talking to you, man. You busy right now? You know, got a lot of customers.
It's at this time of year, it's slow, man.
Yeah.
Whether it's people on vacation, the 90-degree weather. You know, that's, I mean, it's slow time of year, and then it picks up once schools start back up.
Yeah, it's about the same for us right now. People on vacation, they're really thinking about business, then year end comes around and everyone's like, crap, I want a loan, or I need, you know, they reevaluate their business, I don't know.
it is as if the whole, a lot of people have been on vacation all summer.
Well, I think I heard somewhere in the radio that August is the most people take the most time off in August for vacation or any other reason, just in general.
Wow.
So yeah, this probably might be the slowest month for you, but yeah, I'll shoot you that note over in a few minutes, and yeah, if you want to get started on it, and I'll give you a call if I don't see anything back in my inbox today. I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Same time work for you?
Yep.
All right, take care, Joe.
Thanks, Pete.
Bye-bye.